Let's switch to the Jets and Patriots game, Len Dawson. Did you get a chance to take that in yesterday?
Oh, I saw
people it. You did see it. Well, people are saying that Tom Brady is physically better and more healthy than he's been in years, and I think, as I've been saying for a couple weeks since the Pro Bowl balloting, that he is absolutely on a mission, and he looks like he's throwing with tremendous poise, only about 215, 220 yards passing, but he's spreading it around. Gaffney looked excellent yesterday. All these guys that were very inexperienced receivers are playing at a different level now.
Well, you wonder how Belichick does it, right? I mean, he just it fits in the pieces of the puzzle, and they seem to work. And Brady, to me, is one heck of a competitor. And that's all that's on his mind, is how to figure out a way to move that football, which is what he does. That's what his job is, move the football, hopefully score some touchdowns. And he spreads it around to a lot of different people, and very accurate passer. You know, he's a tough guy as well. So, you know, this is his time of year. This is when he really excels, when you get him to the playoffs. And so I would look for big things from Tom Brady.
We're joined by Merrill Hodge. Hodgey man, how are you?
I'm good, my brother.
One of the hardest working men, along with other good people that come on the show, like Mark Schlereth and Ron Jaworski. Tell us your take on that game. I believe that San Diego will have its hands full with a Tom Brady that is on a mission.
Well, you know, listen, I think anytime you play Tom Brady, you have your hands full, unless you can take one thing away from him, you know. And what's interesting to me is I went back through the season, and, you know, because I get the tape shipped to me, so I have a few, almost a decade of inventory here. But, you know, just you go to last year and look at the teams that he struggled with, it was the Miami Dolphins, a team that plays a 3-4, the team that took away his running game, number one, especially when they went to Miami, you know, so they made them one-dimensional. And, you know, as good as Tom Brady is, as good as Peyton Manning is, you know, a guy like Carson Palmer, if you take that from them, you have an opportunity to make them struggle. When you can start dictating when they're going to throw, who they're going to throw it to with your pressures, you know, you can have some success, and that's what Miami did. Now, the only reason I make that reference and that point, I think that's very important, because San Diego will go back and look at teams that they struggled with, teams that play a 3-4, they play a 3-4. San Diego has the ability to take away their running game. San Diego has the ability to make them one-dimensional. San Diego has the ability to get pressure on them without giving up five and six guys to do it. They got individual matchup guys that can win and beat and break down, you know, that offensive line. That offensive line who has struggled throughout the year. You know, they've had their moments. Now, they've changed some of their protections, especially after they played the Jets the second time. But New England's going to have their hands full as well. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk for them either. I mean, there's a lot of things that they struggle with this year that San Diego poses to them. And we'll have to see if they've been able to correct them. You know, during the season, they were not able to correct them.